Now let's look at the IR verbs. Curious that somehow the IR verbs split off into two directions, into two branches. We have two branches of IR verbs. So far, we only have used one branch. I'm going to introduce to you the other branch. The branch which we have been using is finished. In other words, that is the branch where no new verbs will be added. But now comes another branch, and there was one of those monks, I forgot his name, who was playing around with it, and somehow with an injection of a double S into the plural, it started functioning, became a live branch. I'll explain to you how it works. What the monk did, he took the Latin verb for to go, ir, which we use for the future. J'irai, I will go. Il ira, he will go. Il irait, he would go. So, ir, he used Latin to go, ir, hooking it on to a noun or to an adjective, and it gave the movement, the motion of going, growing, becoming, getting. And it worked. For instance, let's take finir. La fin means the end. Finir, to go to the end, is to finish. Finir. And that is conjugated differently from the other IR verbs. Because finir, you just drop the R. Not the IR, just the R. So I finish would be...
Je finis.
Once more?
Je finis.
Je finis. F-I-N-I-S. He is finishing would be...
Il finit.
Spelled...
F-I-N-I-T.
All right, F-I-N-I-T. But to give it life, that monk used a double S injection into the whole plural. For instance, we finish would be nous finissons for the double S. You finish.
Vous finissez.
Vous finissez. F-I-N-I-S-S-E-Z. They finish, ils finissent. Spelled
F-I-N-I-S-S-E-N-T.
Right. F-I-N-I-S-S-E-N-T, il finis. So short goes fini, 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 finis, and long, finissons, and finissez.